7. Trends and Opportunities. Our community is growing by almost 8,000 residents annually, and this trajectory will continue to 2041, when our region will be home to more than 500,000 people. This growth will bring increased demand for community facilities, services, and transport options. Careful planning is essential to ensure our communities continue to thrive. While our community will continue to age, we also anticipate an influx of younger families. This presents an opportunity for our community to find ways of sharing knowledge between generations. We have a strong volunteering culture supporting our communities in many ways. Maintaining and growing our volunteer culture as generations age may be a challenge for our community and economy. Our communities have many assets and resources that offer opportunities to be better shared. Maximising partnerships between people, organisations and community facilities, both public and private, makes better use of what we have and encourage creative and innovative solutions. Owner occupancy rates are high compared to rental rates, although the impact of very large new communities may change this. Low availability of social housing remains a challenge and is not increasing to match population growth. Median household income levels are rising and getting closer to Queensland levels. However, there is increasing incidence of housing stress and some evidence of increasing homelessness. A more detailed investigation of the community strengths, potential challenges and strategic priority areas is outlined in the Community Strategy Background Paper. An accompanying photograph shows Andrew Vavers and the Sunshine Coast Guitar Orchestra performing at Soundwave Horizon Festival 2018. Photo by Ben Voss Productions. Strengthening connection. Social connection is an essential building block that helps to build strong communities. Social connection builds relationships with other people, or social capital networks, trust in others, common values, and helps to support equitable opportunities to participate in social and economic life. Each contributes to our physical and mental health in a variety of ways. Vic Health 2010. However, many aspects of social connection are declining and at risk of falling further. A lack of social connection, also known as social isolation, can be as bad for your health and well-being as obesity, lack of physical activity, substance abuse, injury, and violence. Holt Lundstad, 2015. Unless appropriate interventions occur, the number of people that are most at risk of social isolation could continue to grow. Older people, people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, people living alone, and sole parents. Queensland Government, 2018. In Australia, research has found that 1 in 10 people lack social support, and 1 in 6 people experience emotional loneliness. Relationships Australia, 2018. Some of the factors that have been blamed for this decline are also likely to increase, including the use of digital technology and high residential mobility. This could make it harder for people of all ages to connect with their neighbours and communities. An inclusive communities approach will ensure that, as we grow, we will continue to protect and build upon our strengths for future generations. Opportunities are available to all. It is increasingly recognised that inclusive communities provide a broad range of benefits for everyone in our community. This includes supporting inclusive economic, political and social institutions, tackling the structural barriers that keep some people from opportunity, and tracking progress across different population groups. CEDA 2018. When a community has opportunities to participate socially and economically, the desired impacts range from economic benefits, social cohesion, and community harmony. Carter, 2015. This can be achieved through inclusive growth approaches. Poverty and inequality are reduced when excluded groups gain greater access to education, employment, and business. There is also evidence of the positive relationship between diverse workforces and company profitability. Gender equality can promote economic growth and human capital. Communities that participate in decision-making are often more trusting of each other and socially cohesive. The community strategy focuses on inclusive communities through supporting the growth of social connection and collaboration through a place-based approach. Together with a commitment to 62% of future growth through urban consolidation, reflected through the Environment and Livability Strategy and land use planning outlined by the state government under the South East Queensland Regional Plan, Shaping SEQ 2017, a number of game-changer regional projects through the Regional Economic Development Strategy, the community strategy will bring greater opportunities for all to participate socially and economically.